بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعلي رضي الله عنه. Still in this book of knowledge, of the great importance of Islamic knowledge, that it is farz to learn the basics and farz kifaya for certain people to learn the complete and full knowledge of deen and the great virtues of it. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and this was on the occasion of the Battle of Khaybar, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was given the flag of Islam and was told now to go and attack. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him this hidayat and this advice. فَوَاللَّهِ لَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعْمِ. That by Allah's qasam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah gives hidayat to you, well, by you, through you to one person, this is better there for you than red camels. This was a very prize and very great thing which the Arabs had cherished, to have a red camel. Like, for example, in our times we say somebody that you will own an aeroplane or you'll own a Rolls Royce, material things. But of course, this is just to make us understand, otherwise the benefits of deen can never, the things of dunya can never compare with the things of deen. So by knowledge, how many people are guided? A person who teaches his students, and it is also a farz of a ustad not only to teach deen but to try and get his students to practice upon deen. And by this knowledge which spreads, like how many people get hidayah. Our madaris, for example, in India, wherever they were, many ustads were such that did not perhaps even leave their province. But their students have reached in the far parts of the world and spreading that knowledge, and people are getting hidayat. Through, for example, one Darul Uloom Dioban, one Maulana Thanwi was produced, how many people got hidayat through him? One Maulana Ilyas was produced, and how many people getting hidayat through them? So by this knowledge, Allah spreads hidayat. And not only one person, we don't know, millions and millions are getting hidayat by acquiring knowledge and spreading knowledge. وعن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abdullah ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey my message, this knowledge that you have gained from me, even if it is just one ayat. That is one ayat of the Quran Sharif. Even if you have so much knowledge but don't sit with it, the encouragement is teach it to others. From this we should see whether we are even teaching our family people the basics of deen that we know. Are we encouraging them? Do we have some talks of deen? At least if we have ta'aleem in the house, even if it is just for 2-3 minutes, we cannot imagine what the benefits of it will be if we do it regularly. And this knowledge, this ta'aleem, for example, just now one very wealthy person said, whose children are doctors, professionals, he said, I get all my messages through to my children through ta'aleem. If we have ta'aleem, many things which we cannot tell our family directly, but ta'aleem is that thing by which we can easily get our messages through, and it creates a great environment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you know one ayat, one masala, one hadith, convey it, spread it, give it to other people. وَحَدِّثُ عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَا حَرَجْ, and narrate the things about Bani Israel, and there is no harm in that. This means that as far as the things of the previous kitabs, the Bani Israel, we read many of the advices that had come from them, etc. There, if you are not so particular whether it is correct or not correct, that is no harm, وَلَا حَرَجْ. But as far as hadith is concerned and Quran Sharif, especially hadith, this is a great lesson we should take. We should not take chances with hadith. We should be very particular, make sure we know that it is a hadith and that it is proper. Otherwise, many, many wrong things are being said today in the name of deen and propagation of deen, which are not hadith. And this is a serious thing, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا. And a person who lies on me intentionally, that is, he does, according to some ulama, not only intentionally, but he doesn't take precaution. And he quotes hadith and he says it's hadith, but it is not hadith. It is a wrong interpretation of the hadith. فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Then that person should prepare his place in the fire of Jahannam. According to some ulama, a person gets, this is such a big guna of hadith to narrate it wrongly, that a person will be forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. So hadith is a very serious matter. Ayats of the Quran, people know it. And there are more than enough huffaz who are present. More than enough ulama who are present who will correct us. With regard to the things of the Bani Israel, if you make a mistake there, that is not so serious. But hadith is a serious matter. So it is very important that when we quote hadith, the most precautious way is just to say it has been narrated. We have heard from our elders. But when we say it's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we make an error there, this is a very serious matter. We must not take chances as far as hadith is concerned. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. A person who trods a path, who walks a path, seeking thereby knowledge. That is, when a person leaves home to go and learn deen, whether he is traveling like students coming from overseas or from our home, or daily we are going to the madrasa to go and learn. A person who is out like this, sahhalallahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah. Allah makes easy, Allah makes pleasant and comfortable his road to Jannah. Acquiring of knowledge is so great that thereby Allah Ta'ala is making, you are not walking to gain knowledge, Allah is making your walking to Jannah, and Allah is making it easy, Allah is making it pleasant and comfortable. So great are the virtues of acquiring deeni knowledge. وَعَنْهُ أَيْضًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu Allah Ali wasallam said, "Man da'a ila hudan," a person who calls towards hidayat, and the basis of hidayat is the knowledge of deen, Quran Sharif and Hadith. A person who spreads this deen, who spreads this knowledge of deen, kana lahu min al ajri mithlu ujuri man tabi'ahu. That person gets the reward of those who follow, who practice, who follow and practice that knowledge. La yanqusu dhalika min ujurihim shay'a. And that does not decrease of his rewards in any way. That is, a person, for example, gave a bayan and he quoted so many hadith, ayats of Quran. Somebody practiced on what he told, that you should read Quran Sharif, you should read Durood Sharif. Then those people who practice, they get that reward, and this person who said it, he gets the collective reward. If 10 people practice, this person only said it, and perhaps he's not even practicing it. Faraz is necessary, but nafil, optional things, he's not doing it, but they doing it, it's all getting credited in his account also. So great is this knowledge of deen, that a person's rewards become very great. This is part of the hadith. The other part is that if a person spreads any wrong and people follow in that wrong, this person gets all that guna also. For example, a person organizes an event in which the man and woman are mixing, there is no parda, there are many other wrong things that are taking place. Whoever organized that function, even if he was not present, he is getting the guna of all those people collectively also. A person builds a cinema, and whoever now comes to that cinema, he'll be gone to his qabr, he'll be getting the guna of that also all the time. So we should try and become the cause of good, and we get the rewards continuously. And may Allah protect us. Many of us in our homes, we prohibit our fair woman from wearing parda, for example. We prohibit them from many other things also. Good things, we get that guna, and that guna will carry on coming onto our account. So we should be very careful that we don't become the source. We encourage, for example, our children, family members to go to universities, and all the haram they get involved in there, that guna is coming into our account also all the time. And as long as they practice on that guna, on that wrong things, on all the terrible things that are happening there, committing adultery, getting involved in drugs, whatever else, all that guna, some of our good children becoming Shias also at the university, that gunas are all coming into our account also. So we should be very careful what our actions are and how they are leading and having a snowball effect on other people. We should be very worried about that also, and we should make tawbah and istighfar. If by our actions other people are misguided, Allah must forgive them, forgive us, and stop them and stop us also from all that wrong. Wa akhiru da'wana.